and die. In his stomach, you are very close to immortality.
we spot renown. A werewolf passed as a beatnik, and they never put him down. The riverfront was quiet, with the break of dawn in sight, when this fetus congregation gathered for the night. The werewolf gained attention in a non-conforming way. He sunk his teeth into the neck of a beat who'd gone astray. A bloody scream of murder from those teeth marks that did bore. A smoke air filled with silence as the body hit the floor. Scooby, Ooby, Dooby, said the wolfman to the crowd. Eeby, Oop, Lop, Fooby, man, like make with my shroud. And these words took on black magic as the faces stand and stare. For rising from the floor was a body growing hair. Sheeby, Doop, Boop, Booby, Looby, Nooby, Ooby, is it? No one understood it, but you bet your life they listened. Said the wolf man to the crowd. Eeby, oop, lop, booby, man, like bake with my shroud. And these words took on black magic as the faces stand and stare. For rising from the floor was that body growing hair. Scooby, deeby, yeeby, nooby, looby, abba, gizzard. No one understood it, but you bet your life they
Alrighty, there you go. Beat Werewolf by Morgus the Magnificent. I love that tune. Before that, we heard Dr. Beatnik by Terra Nova. Great tune. Great tune. All right, got a double request at the same time. So you know I got some plays. Both the Melnick and Scott, the CBD, Paul, not Scott Man Sanding. Scott Man Standing, Scott the Last Man Standing. No, this is from the Melnick and from Paul in the CBD store. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. A real beatnik tune, hippie tune. Sorry, we're switching to hippies.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear. You're gonna meet
is hippie, hippie tijd. Alle hippies roken dezelfde pijp. Dit is het hippie hip uur. Alle hippies zitten samen rond het vuur. Ze schilderen een bloem rond het oog. En ze steken een bloem boven het oor. Ze zijn sterk door hun flower power. En ze roepen weg met die Berliner mauer. Ze houden een grote happening. En spreken over love en over kiss in. Ze zingen liedjes over hun vibration. Want ze zijn de flower generation. Het is hippie, hippie, hip tijd. Alle hippies roken dezelfde pijp. Dit is het hippie, hip uur. Alle hippies zitten samen rond het vuur. Zij zijn allen lief, lief, lief. En zeggen in love we believe. Ze dragen lange snoeren van koralen. En ze gaan steeds meer bloemen halen. Ze kunnen heerlijk mediteren of lange gedichten declameren. En ze bundelen al hun krachten terwijl ze op hun profeten wachten. Het is hippie, hippie, hip tijd. Alle hippies roken dezelfde pijp. Dit is het hippie hip uur. Alle hippies zitten samen rond het vuur. Zij spreken over die goede Allen Ginsberg, die met dit alles begon. Hij leerde liefde aan hen allen, naar het voorbeeld van die warme zon. En eindelijk komt die hoge Piet. Met in zijn navel een margriet. Met een grote ruiker op het hoofd. En al wat hij zegt, dat belooft. Oh boy, oh boy. Het is hippie, hippie, hip tijd. En onze vindt allen zegt kijk. Dit is het hippie, hip uur. Al wie lief heeft, zit rond dit grote vuur.
Came around to see what baby we were putting down. Yeah, the shing, the shing, shingling. I like the way that you move your soul. Well, pretty baby, I lose my control. I like the way you walk. And pretty mama, the way you take off. But every time that you look at me.
what makes you so drippy? Have you ever heard of Mr. Clean?
The Bellamy Brothers with Old Hippie. Nice little set there. We heard Yippie Hippie from MSR Records. That was Terry and the Librettos. We heard Hippies Gil Soares and Sus Halatinos. We heard Hippie Hip by, that was by Eric, and that was from, that was like from Sweden, I believe. And we started with, what did we start with? We had, wow, we did a lot of stuff. Beat Werewolf. We had Beatnik in My Attic. We had, wow, lots of stuff. Well, let's get back on the Beatniks. And another nice request here for Beatnik Daddy, which is from 1960. That's Barbara Evans. We'll get to that in a minute. I got to tell you something. Yeah, there you go. How's that for something? Close enough. All right, Beatnik. I got a half hour to go. Man, now this show really started off on a very strange foot. If you tuned in early on, the first 35 minutes, stuff was playing the wrong speeds. The computer was going berserk. It was playing whatever it wanted. It was fun. It was fun, but it was one of those things. Once I got into my Beatnik and my hippie mindset, everything just kind of fell into place. You just kind of relax your fur a little bit and just kind of go with the flow and try and figure things out slowly. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. So the 50s. Had the Beatniks, 60s and the early 70s had the hippies. What happened after that? You know, the only thing I would think currently that takes that is nihilist crust punks. And I don't know if you've seen any nihilist crust punks. Whenever Skullfest happens in Pittsburgh, Skullfest is a huge punk rock, I would say it's punk rock. It's kind of crust punk, which means like, a lot of just like roving punks, like punks that just a lot of tattoos. They got some dogs with them. It's usually they travel all over the place. Very nomadic, very nomadic. And I would probably say crust punk is the closest. And then nobody really ever. There's not a big counterculture now. There was a big counterculture in the 50s. There was a big rebellion, the beatnik thing. You know, actually, if you go back to the 1920s, the whole flapper thing was quite the thing. Very free and outspoken women came out of the whole flapper thing and getting the right to vote and all that. They shut things down and they had the war and depression. So there wasn't a lot going on as far as counterculture. But, then the big one was the 50s with the beatniks. And then, of course, hippies came in then. And I'm saying there's just been this drought of counterculture. And it's also splintered. There's no real big movement. But the only thing I can kind of see that's kind of taking that place are nomadic crust punks. So there you go. Look that up if you care to. All right, let's go back to the Beatniks thing. By request. Beatnik Daddy, Barbara Evans, 1960. Yay, Zombo in my brain.
I've got a beatnik daddy and he's awful cute. He wears dark glasses and a wrinkled suit. He's got the fuzziest little beard that you'll ever see. And every time we kiss, it tickles me. Is a kiss, a kiss is a rose, a rose is a rose. I don't know what
my pad. I'm cooling it, Dad. Not even a rotor moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wigging for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions, man, like wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want to ringside the hungry eye. But do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Light bulbs. overstuffed couch with feathers from Birdland. Stereophonic telephone. Man, dig this crazy pad.
There you have that. Ed Kooky Burns with Kooky's Mad Pad. Oh, do I love that song. Before that, by request, oh, the killer version of Beat Girl, John Barry. Wow, they're just killing that tune. So got a couple, wow, less than a half hour to go. Gonna do a little bit more beatnik, more hippie for you. And then we're gonna be done with the Pyramid of Civilization. This last little cherry on top of the Pyramid of Civilization are the philosophical ne'er-do-wells. The beatniks and the hippies. All right. Yeah, we got that. Got that. Should tell you something real quick here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Man, that's a bummer. Bummer. That's a hippie term, not a beatnik term. All right, let's see here. Yeah. Chronic fatigue syndrome. There you go. They think that they might have had that, hippies and beatniks, just being so dang lazy. But it could have been chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, that affects more than 4 million Americans. So there you go with that. It's real, and it can be devastating. So it's like when you just got chronic fatigue, and you got it, and it's a syndrome. Henceforth, the name chronic fatigue. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see. Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes, but a lot of folks do that. All right, there you go. 2 minute parenting. There you go. You can teach your kid to ride a bike, dress themselves, or you can teach them how to dress themselves and ride their bike and brush their teeth at the same time. Teach your child how to be completely a future circus freak. Yay! Teach them how to spin plates on their head. There you go. Get that kid out there and get him to learn living. All right, what else? All right, so next week is going to be a crazy show. It's going to be the bottom or the building blocks of the food guide pyramid. And it's going to be songs about bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. So that's going to be next week. Then up the pyramid, we're going to go to fruits, vegetables, meats, poultry, milk, the dairy, and then the fats, the oils, and the sweets. So there. And then I will not be on a lot of the month of November, but I'll be back in December for the, quarterly report, all the good music that I found over 2025. And sometimes that goes December into January. So I don't have to worry for a little bit on what I have to do for you guys. Cause I like the show to be something, you know, I like the show to have something to it. You know, every now and then I'll get a profound revelation. Every now and then, I'll just kind of help you muscle through some of the hard stuff. Help myself muscle through some of the hard stuff. And have some fun. And just kind of see how far we can push the envelope, you know, before the hammer comes down. And I don't think it's going to come down here. I just think sooner or later, this is an unusable space down here. At least for now. And they already got this radio station set up. It's really a wonderful, crazy thing. There's probably like four of these radio stations in the country left. These like freeform college radio that's just completely under the radar, you know? And so it's kind of nice to be here. Who knows what happens, but we're going to keep happening it and get a beatnik and hippie philosophy on it is a nice way to muscle through some of the darkness. All right, so there's this crazy religious album that someone gave me, and it has kind of like hippie religion. It was kind of like a hippie religious record. So check this bad boy out.
There she goes. Boots. Hipster. into swinging gear. Wild. I think she likes to be watched. And everybody's watching. There's something special about her. She's got an image. Check the face. Lipstick gleams. It's creamy. Eyes couldn't be much bigger. Hair. Long. Straight. She's ready for a happening. Watch that girl. And check this out. They say God created people in the beginning of things. Girls included. Quite a design. God made it. You might think about that the next time you're watching a girl. Not to take the fun out of it. Just makes girl watching mean more.
Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie in a blunder. Ran him on the hillside, ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt all over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose to LSD. Went hopping and skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. Hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard. Made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin. Made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face. Makes him look like a hairy ape. Took Bennett at LSD too. Smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a feeling fine. Got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. This year hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on an oldies pan. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just to bang it away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean, the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie, I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie and a red hole.
Fly in this when I'm born at famous unwashed thinkers got together for a love-in near our town. There were rows and rows of hippies, some chippies and some jippies, at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. One super hippie feller, his hair was long and yeller, and a ringlet from his left ear dangled down. Now there was a real hip chick wearing psychedelic lipstick at the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. Long-haired hit banded hippies and flower-wearing chippies, togetherness was visible all around. But I'll tell you what the worst is, there were fellas carrying purses at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers a-loving near our town. All they talked of magic powers, men ate up all the flowers, and the nightsticks came and gathered all around. The sleeping bags were spread out, but the cops said, get the lead out. At the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. At the hip swingers, bell dingers, banana smokers, pork soakers, liberal thinkers loving near our town.
There you go. Oh my God, that was from my old buddy, the Record Geek, out in Tacoma, Washington. Gave me all these 45s that were. That was the, what is that? That was called the, oh, Hippie Town. And before that, we heard Hippie Soldier by a really great band called the Orwells, who I don't think are around anymore, but they were really good, the Orwells. And we heard Hippie by the Suzannes, and Let's Do the Hippie Dance. Great tune. By the Jute Joint Pimps. Hippie in a Blunder. Johnny Bucket. And we started off with that the religious thing about the women. I got time for one more. And it is a request. I got one more request that fits right in. The Dead Milkmen, the thing that only eats hippies. So today's show was all about beatniks and hippies. The very top, the philosophical top of the pyramid of civilization. And next week we're starting a brand new pyramid, the food pyramid. Yeah, so dig in that. Tonight, Polka Maniacs will be playing on the Gateway Clipper. Tickets still available, so keep that in mind. That's going to be fun tonight, 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we're going to be at Vellum Distillery and doing their vegan Oktoberfest. That'll be fun. Then at 8 o'clock, we'll be at Burgers in Millville for their traditional big, gigantic Oktoberfest. So good stuff, good weekend. Nice weather, too, man. Get out. All right. I remain in your brain, and here comes the Dead Milkman, the thing that only eats hippies. RCT, Zumble. And there you have it. The dead milkman. The thing that only eats hippies. I remain in your brain. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Today, September 26th, 2025. Later.
On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias. Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.